JR gave us a good topic for the day. Hello, good people. Welcome back.
Oh, you
15 good minutes. JR got a mouthful of food because he eating dinner right now. Freddie, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. I'm doing well, man. How about you guys?
I'm good, JR. How's that chowder, buddy? Chow's good today?
Yeah, it's good, man.
That's topical. What is that now?
That's my rice bar. That's my dessert.
That's the dessert. He's already had the dinner. So with JR is talking about food, we're going to stick with that topic today because I was thinking earlier that under the right environment, you know, sports and food go together. So I got three categories that I'm going to throw out to the team today. We're going to get some feedback tying sports to food or food to sports. So I'm going to start out, gentlemen, with live sports. So I'm going to, you know, start with you, Freddie. You go into a live sporting event. What is an event that you chose to go to, right? So I don't care what it is, whatever your favorite is, what's your go-to meal at that sports event and why? What's your favorite?
It would have to be a glizzy. I'm serious. Because I mean, let's just be honest.
Glizzy gone.
You know, is it, you can't screw it up. You know, you put it in some water or you put it on a grill or what, however you choose to do it, you can't screw it up. You know,
but hold up now. There's types. I mean, you know, if you know, you talking about half smoke, just run of the mill, it doesn't matter to you.
Give me what you got. You know, give me what you got. You know,
what goes with that for you?
Me, I love to put coleslaw on mine. I love coleslaw. You know, I prefer coleslaw and then maybe a little honey mustard, you know, a little ketchup, you know, some fries, and I'm good.
What's your go-to?
Hey, it depends on where I'm at first. That's the first and foremost.
All right, give it to me.
You can't get Boogs. If I go to Memorial Park down there, well, not Memorial Park, but Orioles Park, I'm going to Boogs. I'm getting a steak sandwich and, you know, because... No, steak and sausage mix.
Okay. What do you have with that?
Back in the day.
Straight up.
Have me a nice ice cold.
Okay.
I don't need nothing else for that.
So if you're not going to see the Orioles, if you're anywhere else that doesn't have Boost, do you have like something, you know, something that you go through straight away?
The first
thing you had a Nats game.
Chicken fingers and French fries.
Okay.
That's you know, because they can't mess that up.
Everybody keeps saying they can't mess that up.
You can't mess chicken fingers up, man.
But here's the thing, man. I want to get to the point where we're not looking at it. You just can't mess it up. But it's really good. There are some good stadium, I don't want to call them restaurants, Freddie, but I'll say, you know, food choices. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of them are peculiar to the area you are in. You know, like Nat Stadium has... What's the name of the place in Northeast? The famous.
Oh, Ben's Chili Bowl.
Exactly, in places like that.
Yeah,
but for me,
you also are there to watch the game. You're not there to wait in line to get your food.
I'm gonna tell you about that. Here's the thing.
They got NC service too. You know.
Well, you know, again, that's first world problems. Not where I sit, they don't have NC service, but maybe where you do. That's good for you. And I ain't hating. Do you think? But for me, if I think about, like, I'll say a Nats game, it's a really, really good hot dog, Freddie, like a half smoke. Me and D had season tickets for a few years, and we had a system. You're talking about watching the game. We would get there early enough. There's one place that we would go to get the fries first. That's all they make is fries. Really, really good fries. And no, it's not Boardwalk fries. Then, you know, I would go to get the perfect hot dog, and I knew which vendor location had the coldest Stella. Not the ones they just put in there, but they knew when they see me coming, get that one in the back for Coach B. Then I'm set. So for me, it's a good, and I mean a good, not a you can't mess it up, but a good half smoke. And Freddie, I just go straight mustard, man. I don't put coleslaw or nothing on there. Not that I'm hating. I may have to get that a shot. Straight yellow mustard, fries, cold one, I'm good. I'm good. They are now, I mean, catering to your food needs, which is kind of good. Now you're gonna pay for it. You know, it's gonna cost you $2-3, but I think we can all now, you know, have something very specific that we like when we go to these. That's category number one. Now I'm gonna pivot back to you, Freddie, because you had done the transition. You're getting ready to watch some sporting event. It don't have to be a playoff game, but it's a game that's important to you. Maybe it's Florida State college football or something, but there's something that you have been up for all day. Nothing's going to get in your way. You're going to spend 2 to 3 hours in front of that box. Nobody better not bother you. What are you preparing in that situation?
Wings or nachos? Wings or nachos?
Oh, man, that's a good combo.
You was getting ready to say you can't mess that up, huh?
No, I was going to say you can't get much better than that. You can mess that up. I'm saying you can't get much better than that. If I was piggybacking on Freddy's, I probably don't go with the nachos, but I like wings. I like wings. Or I'm a big snack guy. I will do the entire 2-3 hours with various types of snacks and a cold one. So JR, you're getting ready to tune in. Same thing. Favorite game. You know you're going to be there for a little bit. What are you making there at your house to get you ready and get you through that game?
Well, most of the time it's like some sort of chip, and it'll either be a cheese or I'm not going to say tomato, but sometimes I don't like tomatoes, Russ. I'm kind of weird.
It's not weird to not eat tomatoes for a game. I'm trying to figure out what you go to.
Let me tell you, I dip the chip in the sauce or wipe off all the tomato. So it's like I throw away the tomato.
Are we talking about like a salsa?
Like a salsa. I dip it in the salsa sauce.
Okay. I wasn't sure what I know it. Were you queso or?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I do that. I do. Sometimes I do sliders. And sometimes I'll make a healthy pizza, which is just some dough with, vegetables on it and just sauce. Maybe sometimes cheese, sometimes no cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it. You know,
it gets you through it. Fair enough.
Yep.
Okay. So,
what about you?
For me, generally, it's one or the other, Freddie. And here's the thing: I like wings. Yeah. So, if it's a big thing, let's say for a Super Bowl, it's usually always I go to Publix, I order the wings in advance. Them wings are just straight. I mean, they're amazingly good. I think JR, you were here for the Final Four. I had the same thing there too. So that's my go-to, Freddie. Simply wings and a side of ranch.
Yes? All those things that you are talking about, you know, categories, you know, I have learned how to make all of that on my grill. I make macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes.
My problem with that, though, Freddie, is I don't want to expend the labor. I know you and JR are both grill meisters, you know, and we were broadcasting one day. It might have been around the Super Bowl when you had all that stuff out there on the grill and you was rotating and coming and going back. That's a skill set, brother. I appreciate it. So you've been to the game, you've done it at home. Now you're going to do what I call the in-between. So JR, you and your friends, y'all getting ready to go out to a sports bar, or I use the term loosely, a restaurant that shows sports. Where are you going and what do you get there?
I'm probably going to go to Wild Wings only because it's really close to us. And if I go there, I'm getting the super hot wings and I'm going to be eating like, because they are hot. They're super hot sauce, super hot. And, you know, just some fries, that's it. You know, that's a simple thing.
I personally do not believe in going to a sports bar to watch a game. Because every game that I
blasphemous. Watch. Blasphemous, yeah.
Every game that I watch it from a coach's perspective. Whether it's football, basketball, I watch the game and I say, okay, well, I will run this. I will do this. I will do that. I literally, because at the sports bar, guess what? There's so many people there at the sports bar. There's so many different conversations, whether it be about the game or just random conversations. You can't enjoy. I can't really enjoy the game. Then if I were to go, I will order something like nachos, because I think with some of the chains, you know, Hooters, BW3s, Buffalo Wild Wings, whatever the case may be, I think some of them, they get to a point to where they just do mass production to where it's not
really
about the quality of the food. However, with nachos, guess what? You got the chip, the base is the chip, then you got some cheese, you got some meat, you got some onions, some green onions, some tomatoes, whatever. You know, it's kind of hard to make, that's kind of
to mass produce that 100%.
You know, so you know, with the sauces and stuff like that. So I try not to, because just from overall enjoyment factor, if you will.
And there are some criteria. I'll give you my answer, then I'll tell you what the criteria is. For me, it would be Red Robin, and I would have the bacon cheeseburger with provolone and the steak fries. Now, there's an asterisk there that kind of speaks to what Freddie's talking about. Red Robin has a section that is just the bar. It's smaller. It's usually filled with people who like sports. There's no yelling and all that stuff going on. It's probably closer to a restaurant that has screens, but I like it. And I too watch a game like a coach, and it's very enjoyable. The three factors that I would consider when I talk about sports bar are content, meaning how many screens does the place have? Food and beverage. What's it like, to Freddie's point, is it mass produced? I'm not a big fan of Buffalo Wild Wings because of the food and beverage, but they rate number one for content. I don't know any place that has more screens than them, but I don't want to be in the middle of a big room with a lot of people either. And then environment. So for me, you know, Red Robin just gets all that. You know, we can go there, we can get a booth. It's usually just the two of us. We can watch the game or game in private. If the game's not on, they'll switch it for you. Second to that, based on Freddie's comment about nachos, Chili's does a really good job of making your nachos fresh almost every time. They're warm when they come out. They make them to order. They would be my second, but the reason that they don't get first is because, for me, the beer has to be on tap. And while Chili's has good beer and it's cold, it's not on tap.
I've been to Red Robins. I can count that on one hand how many times I've been in my life. And I've always been in the bar section. I have never been disappointed, to be honest with you.
You won't be. That burger's gourmet. The only time that we go into Gen Pop, which is the big dining room area, is when my grandkids are here and we take them out, because you can't have any kids in the bar area, which is nice. But they do everything fresh. We're gonna use that as a question of the week this week and ask the audience members. For the audience members, if you're going out to a game, doesn't matter what that game is, pro, college, whatever, what is your food of choice to pair with that sport? Let us know. And if it's a meal, do you have a system like me and D, where we're on the clock and we're splitting up? Okay, you go up to the third deck. You know where the fried joint is. I'm going to run down here and get the, or do you just take it as it goes? Or if you're rolling in it like my man JR, do you just pull out an app and somebody's bringing it to your seat? Any of that qualifies, because I think that sports and food go hand in hand, and we'd be very interested to see what you guys have to say. Speaking of having something to say, JR, you got something to say today?
No, let me just make something clear. JR doesn't have it like that. He used to work in seat service at Redskin Park. So let's make that clarification very clear.
I don't know, man. When we was talking about, you kind of came out like, oh, you know, you can just order from your seat. I'm like, not, really? Freddie, you got anything to say today, my man?
Yes, I do. And I saw this yesterday. On something. It's regarding the comment Stephen A. Smith made regarding Joe Biden, and, you know, not to get political and everything. I really did not appreciate the comments that he made, indicating that at 80 plus, you should not be president of the United States. I like Stephen A, you know, but I don't think it was a wise comment to make. You know, you can have your own opinion, but when it becomes discriminatory,
yes,
don't be surprised when you're held accountable for it.
In essence, Freddie just teed up next week's show that JR is right now still putting together. It's on a much larger basis, but what we're going to be diving into next week are media, you know, members of the media that have either crossed the line or gotten into jams or said things that they shouldn't have said. And we'll dive into a little more. This is not the first thing that Stephen A. Smith has said. Personally, I think he's more of like a blowhard. I don't like him anymore. I think he just wants to be antagonistic because it keeps him relevant. And obviously, look at what we're talking about as we close out the show. We're talking about him. I think he likes that. So we invite you guys to come back next week. We got some pretty serious stuff that we've been peeling the onion on this week that we're going to shape up and bring back to you guys next week. Thanks to Freddie for teeing that up with his I Got Something to Say. That's all we got time for this week. Hope you guys are enjoying the last couple of finals. We're right in the middle of the NHL finals and the NBA finals. make sure that if you're watching at home, you know, you get yourself some wings and some nachos or one of them small veggie pizzas that JR's making. Get yourself something good. Enjoy the playoffs, and we'll see you guys next week.
We're out. I don't got to talk about my food.